Welcome to the daily VFN Radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. I was thinking, I remember when I was going to get some glasses once, and these glasses they were putting on, I thought, they didn't fit. I went back, and I was thinking, I was just so upset with this company because it's like, you're not paying attention to me. My glasses are not setting straight. They're not. Something's wrong with your glasses. Something is wrong with your glasses. You need to fit them right. You need to fit them. I just kept on. They were just working with me and all this kind of stuff. And I was being, you know, nice and polite, but I was persistent. It's like, I got to see. You know, this has got to set straight.
And he has to see.
And yeah, if you don't, and if you do not wear glasses, you don't have a grid for this. But if you do wear glasses, you understand that. And so finally, after many visits there and talking to them, they finally let me in on the secret. And this was the secret. The issue wasn't them. The issue was me. I had one ear that's lower than the other ear. And it was sitting that way because I had one ear that was lower than my other ear. I'm like, no. And so upon measuring the difference, it's like, you know, they're right. One ear was 7 inches lower than the other one.
Oh, wow.
You wonder why you see deodorant on my ear? No, I mean, think about it. All this time I was thinking that everybody else had an issue. And I never thought about that maybe it's the way that I am. Maybe it's something in my life. And it's amazing how many people never even take that into consideration. They never think, if God says somebody's wrong, the first thing most people say is, that's right. They sure are. They never think about it. It never crosses their mind that their ear might be lower than somebody else's and that, you know, there's a worm in the apple.
Yeah.
Remember that word?
Right.
And so the worm gave it, right? My ear was lower than my other. The whole issue wasn't this company. They were very graceful and they're very merciful to me. And they just kept me coming back and talking about their glasses. Like, I don't know what's wrong with these glasses. I don't know what's wrong with them. Finally said, you know, we got to let you in. You got one ear is lower than the other. And of course, I said, well, nice toupee. I'm messing with you. So sometimes you just got to understand, always when you're looking at how things are, you know, remember that you got to put yourself in the equation that you could be wrong. You could be wrong. When we talk about that, you know, Fonzie, you know, I was wrong. And practice it. It's really where it's good with God. God loves for us to acknowledge when we're wrong. And other people do too. But then I remember another time I was preaching and teaching and I was so frustrated with these glasses. They were just, I was just, again, thinking negatively about the glasses and these things aren't working. I just got these brand new glasses. And it was kind of glasses that have the
rimless.
Yeah, the pain glasses. Yeah, rimless are crazy. And so finally, I took these things off. And I'm thinking all these thoughts about these glasses. And then I realized, my right lens shot out of the right lens of my glasses. And it wasn't, the glasses weren't blurry. My eye was blurry. And all along I was thinking it was these glasses.
The lens popped out?
Yeah, I mean, obviously I didn't know it. And so I wanted to put my finger on the lens.
You poked yourself in the eye.
Yeah, you know, and it's like, and you start thinking, my goodness, I gotta absorb that because I was so focused on the glasses again. But reality was there wasn't a lens there to be looking through. We got to consider everything. When we're looking at making adjustments in our life, put ourselves in the equation. Don't try to move everybody else around. You know, make a probability that, hey, maybe you've sinned. You know, maybe something's not right. Be open to that. You know, when Nehemiah prayed, he prayed for his own sins and everybody else's sins. And one last thing that I remember driving one particular day and everybody's just driving crazy. It's like, what is your problem? What's happening with this traffic? You know, and of course, until you've been in New York, you can't even explain traffic. But it was just everybody was driving just like all in and out and crazy and stopping and going. And finally I realized that I had my blinker on. The uncool move. That is the uncool move. I learned that in my motorcycle training class. You can leave your blinker on a motorcycle, but that's called being very uncool. I was that person going down the road with a blinker on. It's over for me. Just put me away. Just put me away. Now, this is a while back. That's really bad now. I have both of the emergency blinkers on now. On the road.
Oh, no.
But, you know, I was looking at everybody else, how they're driving, and they were responding to the signals that I was putting out. And that's what I want to talk about, that, you know, never understanding that you can be putting out signals in your life. And you're thinking everybody's crazy around you. Everybody is acting up, and what's their problem, and why don't their glasses work, and why are they driving this way, and why are they acting this way towards me? And you never understand that you're putting out signals. You're putting out the things that you're projecting in your life is causing people to stop and to go and to move and they're seeing stuff come out of your life, and they're responding to you and relating to you that way.
Mm-hmm.
So if you start thinking, hey, what's everybody's problem? You got to understand, well, you know, if everybody's got a problem, you know, it could be Pat.
It could well be.
You know, I don't know what's wrong with this family here. This family, it's like, we got to check ourselves. Maybe we're coming over in a wrong way. We're sending signals out to our wife or our husband or our children or our parents that we're coming over in a way, and they're just trying to do their best to get around your blinker.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? They're trying to be real nice, not talk about how much lower your left ear is than your right ear. And they never don't want to embarrass you that you have one of your lenses popped out on your eye.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to encourage you that if you're looking around and thinking everything is not working right, everything's crazy, be brave enough to do this. Go look in the mirror and see. And find out, if you look in the mirror, you may have to say that my issue is me.
Mm.
But that's so good about it. You could do something about it.
Mm-hmm.
Then you can say, you know, one ear is lower than the other. You can go in there and say, listen, I have one ear lower than the other. Can you bend these things, you know, melt them, whatever you do?
Way down?
Yeah. Or, you know, don't get rimless glasses. That's so stupid. Even the doctor I was talking to the other day, he's like, don't even get those things. And in regards to, you know, look around at yourself, you know, in your own car, you got your blinkers on and your lights working. Well, look how you're coming over to people. Look at the words that you're using. You know, ask the people in your family, am I coming over? I'm sending off signals to you that's causing you to feel awkward or causing you to feel checked or that type of thing. Because you may find out when you turn off your blinker, everybody kind of acts right.
Mm-hmm.
When you just tell everybody, okay, I have one ear lower than the other. Let's just live with it.
Right.
And everybody goes, I'm so glad he finally.
Understands.
Oh, finally. That's right. Yeah.
Pat.
Yeah. Right. We don't mention that ear. But it's an amazing thing. It's just amazing. The natural tendency when God says something's wrong with someone, people look outward.
Mm.
And they don't realize I got to start with Jerusalem first. I got to start with myself and repent for my own sins, evaluate myself, let the light of God's word shine on me. And then we have empathy then. This is why Jesus said it. He says, before you start dealing with the speck of dust in your brother's eye, deal with the plank in your own eye.
Mm.
He says, you're a hypocrite, right?
That's right.
He says, first you got to take the plank out of your own eye before you can help your brother with a speck. Right? He didn't say don't help your brother. He just said start with yourself. Start with yourself. I mean, you ever had one of those big bruises on your head where somebody's plank hits you upside the head when they're trying to get the speck out? It's like, oh, call an ambulance. He's trying to help me with my speck. He's trying to help my speck. I think I got a cranial like concussion here with this 4x4 hit me upside the head, yeah, you
right.
know?
I have a growth.
Yeah, right. He was like, oh my goodness. You look in Facebook post, you're like, oh my goodness. He just posted a spec post and is like hit everybody on Facebook with his 4x4. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So understanding that, it's like, man. We have to understand that physically, you know, we can have challenges, you know, emotionally, we can have challenges, you know, depending on where you are in your life and what's going on, and spiritually. You can have challenges. But either way, God has grace for that. But we need to look at ourselves and realize that it might not be the optician. You know, it might not be the other drivers. It very well, just maybe, maybe might, possibly, could be Pat.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.